Michael Doucet. With a tune called Funky Bayou, getting us ready to hear some live music now. The Blairsville Chamber Music Society Music Festival is something we will showcase during this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade. And we're going to begin with a Schubert trio. So, you know, Owen Dodds is playing piano, Hudson Chung on violin, and Gabriel Martins is on cello, all representing the Blairsville Chamber Music Society.
Thank you. Thank you.
members of the Blairsville Chamber Music Society and Schubert Trio Number 1, Opus 9, the second movement. They're nice enough to let me know what it is they're playing. I'd like you to meet each of them and get to know each of the members of the trio that just played. And then we'll talk a bit about the festival overall with two representatives, Sarah and Avi. And then we have a couple more selections. Owen Dodds played piano. Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Tell me a bit about yourself and your connection to Blairsville and the music.
Absolutely. I'm a pianist and composer from New York, and I've known Avital Mazur for quite a while. We went to school together in North Carolina and have been friends ever since, for about 10 years now, I think. Yeah. That's right. I started actually the very first year of the festival about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and have come every year ever since.
That's terrific. Well, welcome. I'm glad you're here. Playing cello just now, Gabriel Martins. Do I have your last name correct?
Yes, you do.
And tell us about yourself.
Yes, I play the cello. I live now in Charleston, South Carolina. This is my second summer here in Blairsville, so I enjoyed the time very, very much last year. I was originally brought here through a connection with the violinist you just heard, Hudson, and he and I were roommates in graduate school, and so I'm very, very happy to be back here.
That's nice. What grad school was it?
The New England Conservatory in Boston.
Excellent. And now you'll meet Hudson. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Hudson.
I met Avi 8 years ago in a music festival in Israel. And we were quite fond of each other, but we didn't keep in touch. But suddenly I was pursuing my DMA 3 years ago in Stony Brook, and I was basically signing up students who were auditioning, and Avi showed up. And then, hey, I know you. And he said, I know you. So we kept in touch. And then he said he's doing wonderful works in Blairsville. So he was, and he also got married to a lovely lady, Sarah. And I got to meet both of them. And since then, I've been back to Blairsville.
What a small world we have here when it comes to... It can be a small world, I think, when people are passionate about something in particular. Everybody mentioned Avi, so we better talk to Avi because this all seems to flow through you somehow. Avi Mazur, thank you for being with us. Tell us about the festival, how it came to be, and what folks might like to know about it.
Well, thank you for inviting us. We started the festival 5 years ago, as Owen mentioned, and he's been coming ever since. It started actually as during the pandemic. I was a violinist in New York, and when I realized that everything shut down, we thought, oh, we might move to Blairsville for a few months, wait till everything gets better. And I started having friends visit me in Blairsville, and we just started having gatherings and playing for people. And it just grew organically from there. The community really loved what we were doing. We loved what we were doing. So we kept doing it, and it keeps growing every year. It's better, bigger, stronger, faster, louder.
And you had a personal connection to Blairsville?
Oh, yes. Sorry, I forgot the most important part. In New York, I met my lovely wife, Sarah, and she is a Blairsvillian. And she brought me to Blairsville, and I fell in love with Blairsville right after I fell in love with Sarah. So that's
Sarah,
the connection.
That's great. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, what can people, Blairsville, first, we have listeners in that part of the state, but it's also not very far from Pittsburgh. What can people expect happening this week? I know you have a Viennese afternoon tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Right. Yes. So the festival kicked off last night. We had an outdoor performance of Vivaldi's Four Seasons, and we had quite a few people attending that, so that was really exciting. And then tomorrow we do have the Viennese afternoon, which features works by Schubert, Mozart, and Brahms. And we also have a reception after that. So that's at 3 p.m. at St. Peter's Episcopal Church in Blairsville. And a little bit about Blairsville. It's just about 45 minutes east of Pittsburgh, so it's pretty close. It's a small town, but I think it has a lot to offer. So we're hoping people will come out and check out what we're doing there.
And then the same church, St. Peter's Episcopal, will be the site for a program called America at 2:50, taking place on Thursday the 25th, I understand. Right. And what will that feature?
Well, we're going to feature first an original work by Owen here, Owen Dodds. He wrote this piece. Well, Owen, maybe you would like to say a few words about your piece?
Sure, absolutely. I wrote this piece about a year ago for my mentor, Gilbert Kalish, who is a kind of American piano icon. And the piece is, you know, it's about 12 minutes long. It's three movements. And it kind of, you know, explores the plurality of the American identity. That's kind of the topic of the piece. I have enjoyed learning it over the last few months, and I hope you guys enjoy listening to it.
So that will be on June 25th at
yes.
7 o'clock at St. Peter's Episcopal. And then on June 28th, Sunday, this sounds the grand finale, Mozart. Grand Sestato Concertante, do I have that right?
Yes.
And the Mendelssohn Octet at the United Presbyterian Church of Blairsville, and that will close out the festival. What a wonderful time. We did put up on Facebook a page of the, or a little video of the trio, along with a link to the Blairsville Chamber Music Society Music Festival website. You can also go to blairsvillecms.org for more details. Now, I think we have Owen and Hudson in a duet coming up. Owen, do you want to explain what it is you're about to play?
I'll pass this over to Hudson since he's the soloist, if that's all right.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, so this is...
you're good.
There's four seasons of Vivaldi, spring, summer, autumn, and winter. I'm going to play the winter. So Vivaldi was sort of a rock star during a Baroque period. And yesterday we did an outdoor concert, and by the we ended the concert with Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. So I think it was a good connection between the... I mean, Beatles is not contemporary anymore, but it's so, familiar to our ears and to our hearts. So this was back in the days in Baroque period to many audiences. Thank you.
Beautifully done live on the radio, and I hope you enjoyed hearing Hudson Chung on violin and Owen Dodds on piano. Now we're going to make a little change in personnel, and as we do so, I want to turn back to Avi and to Sarah to ask you if there's anything else you would like to mention about the festival. We'll talk a little bit, but after our next song, we won't have any more time to talk about the festival. So anything to mention? I didn't realize this is your sixth year in doing it, which is terrific.
Yeah, it's a growing tradition. I just wanted to mention a few of the highlights. So the Viennese afternoon, it's going to be Mozart, Schubert, and Brahms, who are some of the great Viennese composers. And even equally impressive, where it's going to be followed by a little reception of Viennese treats. So, you know, come for the music and stay also for the food and stay for the music.
Oh, that sounds great.
And the American America 250 concert will have Owen's piece. That's going to be, well, at least the Pennsylvania premiere of the piece. And we'll have a piece by Amy Beach, who's a female American composer, a piano quintet where I'll be joining Owen with some other members. And we'll have Dvorak's American Quartet, which is a big highlight. And the grand finale is going to be very grand. We'll have lots of people on stage, and I think the Mendelssohn Octet is one of the most amazing pieces ever written. So I think we'll have a great closing to our festival.
Again, June 21st, 3 o'clock, Viennese afternoon, June 25th at 7, America at 2:50, June 28th at 3, the grand finale. Sarah, anything that you wanted to add?
I just wanted to mention that in addition to the festival, we also in the past year started presenting concerts throughout the year. So we'd encourage people to just keep in touch with us and follow us online to see what we're up to.
I was curious about that. I'm glad to hear it. BlairsvilleCMS.org. And before we hear our Dvorak piece, Sunmi, if you could just pull that microphone a little closer. I just wanted to be sure the audience had a chance to meet you since they haven't yet. Tell me about your connection.
Hi, I'm Sunmi. This is my second year in Blairsville. As a lot of people want to become friends with Avi, I feel very fortunate that I am his friend, and through him, what it really impresses me is that through Avi and Sarah, the musical community here has been so inspiring. And also, what I loved about Blairsville that I wanted to come back is the audience, how they were so welcoming and they were so enthusiastic about our performances. So I'm very grateful just to be able to perform with these great musicians, with great directors and great audience. So I'm very happy.
And where did you receive your training?
I was kind of all over the places, but my current place now where I met Avi was Stony Brook University in New York, and I'm currently residing in New York as well.
Excellent. Would you like to tell us the piece you're about to play?
Would you like to talk?
Okay. Sure. We're gonna let Gabriel do it.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yes, we're going to play a short piece by Antonín Dvořák, and this is the Slavonic Dance number 8, which is a very famous piece that he wrote for full orchestra, but he also made this transcription for the cello and piano, and that's what we're going to play for you.
Let me thank all of our musicians for being with us today, as well as Avi and Sarah. And here now we have Gabriel and Sunmi. Thank you. There you've got it. Members of the Blairsville Chamber Music Society Music Festival. Learn more at blairsvillecms.org.